This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Saturday urged the public to stay home amid several nights of unrest in Minneapolis over the killing of African-American George Floyd by police. Speaking at a news conference on Saturday, Walz urged Minnesotans to help by staying off the streets after an 8 p.m. local curfew.
Rest assured, in this case, goodness can win. Righteousness of what we need to do tonight is motivating a lot of good women and men out there that'll defend you.
In Minnesota, where Floyd died Monday after a police officer pressed down on his neck for more than 8 minutes, Governor Walz activated more than 1,000 National Guardsmen, promising a massive show of force to protect the city. As demonstrators around the country protest police treatment of black people, President Donald Trump's response to George Floyd's death is also being criticized. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I stand before you.
In a speech at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, President Trump called Floyd's death a grave tragedy that's filled the country with anger and grief.
Healing, not hatred, justice, not chaos, are the mission at hand.
And he vowed his administration would stop mob violence.
And we'll stop it cold.
But the president's tweets on the matter continue to draw ire. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says he's dividing the nation, invoking the rhetoric of 1960s segregationists and glorifying their tactics.
These comments are an attack on humanity, and they are an attack on black America, and they make my city less safe.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.